It is the Friday show. It's Neil Atkinson with Tezza Simakulwa and Chris Barber. We're going to have Tom Fahey and Andy Middleton on the phone. It's been a funny weekend of fixtures. I'm not going to say flat. Flat would be harsh. But it's not a weekend, Chris, that's got a clear, oh, and this is the game. It may be a little bit of Villa versus Man United, but even that doesn't quite sort of resonate. I think Brighton versus Tottenham will be a really good game. I think there's a couple of potential good games in the offing. But it's not one of those weekends where you're like, oh, yeah, here's the hits, here we go.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. It's like a B-side.
Yeah.
There's a couple of... I do think Everton, Newcastle...
It's got potential
because it can always go one way at that place. That's the thing, and it can obviously go the other. But yeah, there's always that. And then the Villa United one's mad because you kind of go, well, that's a big game of ifs.
Yes,
like if it's after the Lord Mayor show, it's quite interesting if United can pull the bollocks together. But also if it happens again, if they back to that in itself is wild. But then yeah, because especially when last time I sat here, it was NLD.
Yeah.
Which,
by the way, did not disappoint.
No, not at all. So, yeah, I had the same thing. But even when I read through the running order, I hadn't actually looked at the fixtures. And I was like, yeah, you can see why you've gone for the Chelsea and United final.
It's that. No, indeed, it's that weekend. Spotted that one, worked that one out. We'll start off with Crystal Palace versus Liverpool, Tezza. Will Palace really be played 7-1 none? Because to me, if you'd have said to me before the balls kicked this season, there'll be 2, 3, 4 teams who have played 7-1 none, I would not have had Palace on that scorecard. Realistically, right now, I struggle to see Southampton winning at the weekend, which is reasonable. Wolves are away, reasonable. Leicester, you know, newly promoted, going to come under some pressure, new manager, lost Dewsbury Hall, okay, absolutely fine. Even Ipswich may well get out this weekend and they might be played 7-1 none. I would not have included Palace on that list.
Yeah, I think a lot of Palace fans were probably very hopeful from the way they finished last season. You know, Mateta was playing like a completely new player. I think what's kind of happened is they probably didn't really estimate the loss of Joachim Anderson. I think
he's the one, more than Elise almost in a way.
Yeah, definitely, because I think even though... they switched systems going to a back three with Glasner. I think Anderson was the main protagonist from the back, building up, you know, his long switches, his diagonals. I think he, as much as Gay, he's probably the better player. I think Anderson was a bit more of the player who held it together in the sense of being the glue in that back three.